Now, Garth, I'm going to hand over to you to explain to the listeners what we're going to play them next.
Well, when you're listening to normal radio, analogue radio, well, certainly in London, I get this thing when I'll be listening to some nice little song, and Eva Cassidy will come on singing something like Over the Rainbow, and then suddenly a pirate radio station will come in and go, and it'll go straight back to Eva Cassidy, as if nothing happened. Do you think, was that just me? And of course, with the digital radio, you don't get any of the joys of pirate radio interruptions. And Adam and I were talking about this week, and we were saying it'd be nice to sort of give you the analog experience, you digital listeners. So we've made some of our own pirate radio interruptions. Actually, haven't you made some of your little examples?
Yeah, here's a couple. I've woven a couple of these into a track that we'll play later on. But let's see. Play the first one, James, the cake one.
What a nice bit of cake now. Yo, what a cake, what a nice bit of cake. Nice little bit of cake. Bit of tea with a cake now.
That's the kind of thing that you get, like, especially in South London. You wonder, you know, you're driving across the bandwidths and the airwaves and yeah. stuff, and you get all those shows suddenly chiming in.
I love it. I really like how, and it's always, you always come in at some stupid bit.
Yeah.
Like you say, like a nice pickle cave. And, but,
because what they do, that they're all unified, a lot of these pirate stations, by their bad mic technique, right?
Yeah, they speak into it really close.
They go really, really close, yeah, and, yeah. They're like leaning in,
and presumably they've got little.
And they drop, and they drop the music right down, so it'll be going. that sort of thing.
Have you ever listened to a pirate station like that for like any length of time?
Yeah, a few times when I was at art school.
Right.
But I was trying to get into something I couldn't get into.
Yeah.
I tried on those trousers, but they just didn't fit.
It's exhausting, isn't it? The best way, I would imagine, the best time to listen to a pirate station like that is when you're just driving around, I guess, right? They're designed for being played on incredibly overpowerful stereos and annoying people at traffic.
But they do talk over a lot. I mean, we get emails saying we talk too much, but at least we don't talk over the record. They talk over the entire record most of the time.
Yeah.
Hold tight.
I did another one. I was trying to imagine what, like, because you get different types of stereo. Then it's not always dance music and stuff, right? You were talking about...
Well, Nick, who I work with, Nick Goldsmith, he was saying that he was driving through Golders Green and there was a Hasidic Jewish pirate radio station.
And what are they doing? Just talking or playing music? And
playing some nice records and...
And talking over the top of it?
Yeah, talking over the top of it, yeah.
Track that down.
I'll try and find them.
I did one for like a classical station that I thought would sound a little bit like this.
Chamberpot 7, Lucien de Montfort Quartet, Proud Junior Fiddlers, all in massive effect on the terrace.